Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calling for partly sunny skies with a high near 83. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. The Egyptian Health Department was notified on October 10th of 6 southeastern Illinois residents who have tested positive for COVID-19. The individuals include two females in their 20s and a male in his 20s from Saline County, and in White County, a female in her 30s and two females in their 50s. A female in her 20s that was reported on the 9th has been transferred to her local health department. To date, Saline County has a total of 452 lab-confirmed positive cases, including 6 deaths, while White County has had a total of 207 lab-confirmed positives and 1 death. We received no new reports of positive cases in Wayne or Edwards County. Currently, the state of Illinois is reporting a total of 316,423 lab-confirmed positive cases, with 8,975 deaths. Illinois has reported a total of 6,243,635 tests performed to date, with a 96% recovery rate. More news after this.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
WFIW FM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 20 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 2nd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all entries and win a Prevost Double Bull Shack Attack Ground Blind, a $300 value. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters!
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community. And your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
And now, the rest of the news. The Albion Fire Department was called out Friday night around 7 p.m. to a report of a kitchen fire at the Shelley Thomason residence on East Pine Street. The fire was contained to the kitchen area. However, the house did sustain heavy smoke damage throughout, according to Chief Danny Iverson. The Browns Fire Department was called for mutual aid. The Grayville City Council will meet tomorrow, Monday, October 12th, at 7 p.m. There will be a review of temporary executive powers and disaster declaration, followed by an executive session to discuss the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body. Old business will include the demolition of abandoned properties, racing, sport and hobby vehicles, and natural gas pipeline licensing agreements, as well as TIF and various ordinances. New business to be discussed will include policies on maintaining drive approaches on the city right-of-way, the bulk water operating system, and tax levy estimates. Also, there will be reports from the treasurer, police chief, utility manager, city attorney, commissioners, and the mayor. The Hope Center is partnering with Cusimano and Sons and will be passing out 50 free produce and 50 free dairy boxes on Wednesday, October 14th to Edwards County residents. These boxes are first come, first served, and are available only to residents of Edwards County. In order to receive a produce or dairy box, be sure to private message Steve Smith on Facebook or call 445-2065. The Hope Center Feed will be hosting the next Feed the Family event on Saturday, October 17th for Edwards, Wabash, and Wayne County residents. Setup will begin at 8 a.m., and the program will start shortly after. Please bring a tote, box, or some type of container to take items home with you. The Hope Center is located at 23 West Cherry Street in Albion, one block south of the Dollar General Store. For more information, call 445-2065. IECC is offering virtual FAFSA nights on October 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. Illinois Eastern Community College's Chancellor Dr. Ryan Gower is encouraging prospective students to apply before the October 30th deadline. Gower says students that apply before the priority deadline will be first in line for scholarships offered by each of the four IECC colleges. The virtual events will be held through Zoom, and students can register for the events by visiting iecc.edu/FAFSA. Illinois Eastern Community Colleges has four campuses: Frontier Community College in Fairfield, Lincoln Trail in Robinson, Olney Central in Olney, and Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. In junior high softball action yesterday out of Pinckneyville in the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament, the New Hope Panthers fell to Centralia Willow Grove St. Mary's in the semifinals with a final score of 11-8. New Hope will face off against Dongola for third place on Tuesday, October 13th, while Willow Grove will face Coulterville. In Class M State Tournament action, NCOE beat Nashville in the semifinals with a score of 5-4. Norris City moves on now to face Pinckneyville in Round 3. At the SIJHSAA Class L State Tournament in Centralia, it was Carmi facing Carterville, with Carterville coming out victorious 4-3. They move on to face Murfreesboro, while Carmi White County will take on Carlisle for third place. Those games are scheduled for Tuesday, October 13th. In the Junior High Baseball SIJHSAA Class S Tournament, which was played Saturday in Pinckneyville, Sisney defeated Heron Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Round 2 of the semifinals with a final score of 7-3. To move on to play Waltonville on Tuesday. And in the SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament, Albion fell to Edwardsville St. Boniface 6-4. Albion will now play Hardin County for third place on Tuesday, October 13th. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin has some harsh words for Democrats postponing meetings of the Special Investigating Committee. Durkin called for the hearings in response to the ComEd bribery scheme, but only two have been held so far. Democratic Chairman Representative Chris Welch has suspended meetings until after the November election, saying this is all about politics. Durkin responds.
This is a very, very, very serious matter that deals with the core of Illinois government, goes to the core and goes to the heart of Illinois government, which is played out in a admission of fact by the largest utility in the state of Illinois, who have stated that they have participated in a 9-year scheme of extortion and also in bribery to curry favor with Speaker Madigan.
Speaker Madigan has not been charged with any wrongdoing. House GOP members want him to testify before the committee and ultimately face disciplinary action over the scandal. On Saturday, October 17th, from 1 to 2 p.m., New Illinois will have a public reading of their Declaration of Independence from the State of Illinois at the Hancock County Courthouse at 500 Main Street in Carthage, Illinois. Speakers will include Illinois State Representative Brad Holbrook, the chief sponsor of H.R. 101, the resolution to create the 51st state, co-sponsors of the bill, Paul Durr, New Illinois St. Clair County Chairman, and G.H. Merritt, co-founder and state chairman of New Illinois. Subsequent to the declaration, New Illinois will begin regularly publishing grievances against the state. A statement from New Illinois reads, "The United States government gives us the right to representative state government, but Illinois is a corrupt and failed state. Illinois gives power to favored people, groups, and cities, which means it's not fulfilling its responsibilities to the rest of its citizens. And now this corruption has created a financial disaster. The United States Constitution gives us the right to pursue a split from Illinois to form a new state. Article 4, Section 3 provides us with the process. There is no cost to attend the reading. For more information, contact info@newillinoisstate.org or call 847-845-9293. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is launching a new streamlined online system for reporting child abuse and neglect. The new system is much easier to use. Those filing a report no longer have to register as a user, has clearer entry fields, and it takes less clicks to get to the information, says DCFS Deputy Chief of Staff Tierney Stutz.
And much to the delight of our hardworking call score workers, it automatically puts that information into our systems.
That way, investigators can immediately begin reviewing reports. Stutz also says the child abuse hotline has also been updated with specific prompts for kids that are reporting their own abuse or neglect, as well as for teachers and law enforcement. To file a report with DCFS, visit the DCFS website or call the hotline at 1-800-25-ABUSE. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash, east of Fairfield, stands at 4.09 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork of Wayne City has a reading of 4.87 feet. Its flood stage is 15 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 3.88 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere across the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 0.65 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.23 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.52 feet. That's news. Area deaths are next.
So you're looking for a way to make a difference. Well, you can by providing vital supplies to the Wayne County Humane Society. Have dog chow, cat food, and litter delivered to the Pearl Foval Shelter at 518 Southeast 4th Street in Fairfield. You can also sponsor a dog or cat by providing the funds for them to be spayed or neutered with needed shots. It makes them more adoptable. The Wayne County Humane Society in Fairfield. Help us help them.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, who remind you that geothermal is the most energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home. If you are a Wayne White Electric customer and you install geothermal in your home, you can receive a $1,500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com. Here's what's going on Sunday, October the 11th. The Fairfield Coin Club will have their 50th annual coin show and auction at Northside Grade School. Doors will open at 9 a.m. and hourly door prizes begin at 10. This year, the show book and scholarship are dedicated to Jim Isle, who has been a member since 1973. The awards and special presentations will be at 1 p.m. The penny stacking contest is at 1:30. The junior auction at 2, auction at 2:30, and the raffle prizes will be awarded at 3:30. And the Fairfield and Albion Masonic Lodge are holding their annual pork butt sale. The deadline to order the DeWig cooked pork butts is October 11th, with pickup scheduled for October 16th. The cost is $25 per butt. Call Joe in Fairfield at 231-5323 for more information.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Donna Louise Scott died on Thursday, October 8th. Donna Scott is survived by her mother, Ethel Powell, and sister, Marcia Stinnett.
Private services for Donna Scott will be held at a later date, and memorials may be paid to the family. Hazelton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Keynes resident Beverly K. Rush died on Wednesday, October 7th. Beverly Rush is survived by her husband, William, and three children. Per Beverly Rush's wishes, her body was cremated, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Keynes Missionary Baptist Church. Young Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Shirley Ann Finley of Flora, and formerly of St. Elmo, died early Friday morning, October 9th, at Flora Gardens Care Center. Arrangements are pending and in the care of Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 101-year-old Pearl Young of Flora died Friday morning, October 9th, at Flora Gardens Care Center. Arrangements are currently pending and in the care of Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. And 82-year-old Fairfield resident Marjorie D. Baker died at 1:55 a.m. on Friday, October 9th, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a cook for Northside Grade School for 20 years. Marjorie Baker is survived by her husband, Doug Baker, of Fairfield, four sons, Brad Baker of Enterprise, Alabama, and Steve Baker, Kent Baker, and Jeff Baker, all of Fairfield, two daughters, Kathy Hagel of Fairhope, Alabama, and Sherry Lichtenberger of Jerseyville, Illinois, as well as 11 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her parents. Funeral services for Marjorie Baker will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday, October 12th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 12 p.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. The family has requested all visitors to wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines. Memorials can be made to the Wayne County Humane Society and will be accepted at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calling for partly sunny skies with a high near 83. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
The clock is ticking. Don't be left out. Nationally recognized community colleges Frontier Community, Lincoln Trail, Alney Central, and Wabash Valley have established a priority scholarship deadline for students enrolling in fall 2021. And now is the time. Visit iecc.edu/priority to be first in line for scholarship dollars. The deadline for priority scholarship consideration is October 30th. Don't wait. Apply today.
Funding provided in whole or in part by the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund to the Illinois Community College Board.
Okay, so, Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to...
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm gonna do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We're not any more divided now than we were then. But the problem is that people are less reasoned now. And in this era of information, honestly, people are less educated. Common sense is not rewarded. And people are way more sensitive because we have been conditioned by a culture to use victimization as power instead of accomplishment. That's the difference.
Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
And taking a look at sports, in junior high softball action yesterday out of Pinckneyville in the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament, the New Hope Panthers fell to Centralia Willow Grove St. Mary's in the semifinals with a final score of 11-8. New Hope will now face off against Dongola for third place on Tuesday, October 13th, with Willow Grove facing off against Coulterville. In Class M state tournament action, NCOE beat Nashville in the semifinals with a final score of 5-4. Norris City now moves on to face Pinckneyville in round 3. At the SIJHSAA Class L state tournament in Centralia, it was Carmi facing Carterville, with Carterville coming out victorious 4-3 to move on to face Murfreesboro, while Carmi-White County will now take on Carlisle for third. Those games are scheduled for Tuesday, October 13th. In the Junior High Baseball SIJHSAA Class S state tournament played Saturday in Pinckneyville, Sisney defeated Heron Our Lady of Mount Carmel in round 2 of the semifinals with a score of 7-3. They move on to play Waltonville on Tuesday, October 13th. In the SIJHSAA Class M state tournament, Albion fell to Edwardsville St. Boniface 6-4. Albion will play Hardin County for third place on Tuesday, October 13th. In college action, for a second time this season, the reigning BCS national champions are losing to a conference foe. 16th-ranked LSU fell 45-41 to Mizzou in Columbia Saturday behind 406 yards and 4 touchdowns from quarterback Connor Bazelak. Larry Roundtree, the third, had 119 yards rushing for the victorious Tigers as they moved to a 1-2. Miles Brennan had 430 yards passing and 4 touchdowns for the losing Tigers, who fell to 1-2. In other college sports scores, Clemson beat Miami 42-17. Alabama beat Ole Miss 63-48. The Georgia Bulldogs downed the Tennessee Volunteers 44-21. Texas A&M defeats Florida 41-38. Notre Dame over Florida State 42-26. North Carolina defeated Virginia Tech 56-45. Auburn defeats Arkansas 30-28. BYU over UTSA 27-20. Missouri over LSU 45-41. The Sooners defeat the Longhorns 53-45. And Iowa State defeats Texas Tech 31-15. There were no games in MLB, NL, or AL Division Series action. As far as today's schedule goes, in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills are at Tennessee. Carolina is at Atlanta. The LA Rams will face off against Washington. Jacksonville takes on the Texans. Las Vegas heads to Kansas City. Cincinnati is in Baltimore. Philadelphia is in Pittsburgh. Arizona's in New York. Miami's in San Francisco. The Broncos are in New England. The Giants face off against the Cowboys. The Colts face off against the Browns. And the Minnesota Vikings are at Seattle to play the Seahawks. In NBA Finals action, tonight the Los Angeles Lakers will take on the Miami Heat. The Lakers currently lead the best-of-seven finals series 3-2. We have no Major League National League Division Series games tonight, but in American League Division Series play, the Houston Astros will take on Tampa Bay. And in NASCAR, the Bank of America Roval 400 is at Concord, North Carolina. And that's a Sunday check of sports. Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast for today: partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, low near 61. Columbus Day calling for a 40% chance of midday showers. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 76 with a low around 43. And looking ahead, sunny on Tuesday, high near 75. Sunny on Wednesday, high near 80. And a chance of afternoon showers on Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, high near 67.